Blog Talk Radio.
Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily with a word. Amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory. Be overcome.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. To God be the glory.
That he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his stay to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want
looks like you. So what will Jesus do?
Amen. What will Jesus do? God of loving kindness, thank you for the kindness, goodness, and faithfulness you show me. Though people may disappoint me, your goodness never fails me. At times I don't understand what you're doing, but I'm thankful I can trust in your name, Elohim Chassidy. By faith, I thank you for working all things out for my good and my growth. Even when I'm unable to understand, thank you for your strength and for making your love available to me when I simply seek your face. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. To God be the glory. God of loving kindness, give me a greater glimpse of your name today. Give me a deeper experience of your kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Let me taste Elohim chastity in the fullness, expression of who you are. Give me wisdom when I need to know you more. And then, in fully knowing you, help me express your kindness, goodness, and faithfulness to others in your name. Our world is in great need of love and kindness, Elohim chastity. Make me a vessel of your love to those in need. As you minister to others through me, fill me up with the strength of your kindness each day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection, and then I will come back with our devotional message for this evening. To God be the glory.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are. In the fullness of his blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. Far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and he's coming in the clouds.
Lift up your holy hands, all to the
Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Falling and Rising. And our scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms 37:24. And it says, when he falls, he will not be hurtled headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand. Praise be to God. And the writer says, you may fail in your faith. You may fall to the temptation of this world. Take matters into your own hands and mess up completely. Do not fall for the enemy's lies that the Father has rejected you. Because of it, in 1 John 1:9, part of God's process of making you into Christ's image is helping you understand the unseen strongholds that are preventing you from giving him full access to your life. He reveals an area of stubborn self-sufficiency in you and then sets about breaking your bondage to it. So don't give up. Proverbs 24:16 instructs, the godly may trip 7 times, but they will get up again. And that's in the New Living Translation. This is the difference between those who have a true relationship with God and those who don't. The ability to fall and get back up. As someone who knows Jesus as your Savior, you always have someone to help you up after you have fallen. You always have forgiveness and hope for a good future. Therefore, confess your sin, repent, get back up, and steady yourself on God. And take heart that he continues to work out all things in your life as you trust him. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for always helping me back up. With you, I always have hope. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, unfortunately, Pastor Kathy cannot be with us, so I will bring a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Everybody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it.
Awesome.
My God.
My God is awesome.
Think about it. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say it.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. Okay. Here we go. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. God in heaven, who sits in heaven above and on earth beneath, you are truly the ruler over all of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can stand against you. You are God in heaven, who drove out the inhabitants of the land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of your friend Abraham. You have likewise gone before me to open doors I could not open on my own, and you led me in a path I could not have created on my own. I stand before you and lift up your great name, God in heaven. I lift up my eyes and look to you. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a
carpenter.
You are the
living word.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. This is what we'd like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you. You were born in a man. yourself say it.
God in heaven, whatever is born of you overcomes the world. I am born of you, and so I overcome the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith, because you are God in heaven, the God over all, the God in heaven. Forgive my little faith. When it comes to living and walking in victory, you have gained for me through the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Jesus Christ, have mercy on me when I doubt your promises. You are the God of heaven. You are over all. Show me your great grace as you pardon my sins against you. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And again, at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord because our speaker could not be with us this evening. She's feeling ill, and so I will bring the message this evening. Praise be to God. So at this time, I will play another selection. To God be the glory.
far. I ain't made for rivalry. I can never take the world alone. I know that in my weakness I am strong, but it's your love that brings me home.
Thank you.
God of heaven, I thank you for causing me to always triumph in Christ Jesus and for having given me the victory through my Savior. As the God of heaven, you own all. You know all. You are over all. Thank you for your greatness and might, and yet for not forgetting about me. Rather, you desire to intimately relate to me in a loving way. Thank you, God of heaven, for who you are and how you have chosen to express yourself through the blessed gift of sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to earth so that I may know you more fully through him. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And at this time, I will play another selection.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's
Amen. Praise be to God. And now I will play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. Fill Me Up by Cassie.
Fill me up, God.
Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 12. Amen. That's the book of Isaiah chapter 12, and we're going to read verses 1 through 6. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. But you can read from any Bible that you feel comfortable reading from. Amen? Praise be to God. And it says, in that day you will sing, I will praise you, O Lord. You were angry with me, but not at any more. Now you comfort me. See, God has come to save me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength and my song. He has mercy. He has given me victory. With joy, you will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. In that wonderful day, you will sing, thank the Lord, praise his name, tell the nation what he has done. Let them know how mighty he is. Sing to the Lord, for he has done wonderful things. Make known his praise around the world. Let all the people of Jerusalem shout his praise with joy, for great is the Holy One of Israel who lives among you. Praise be to God. So you see, this chapter is a hymn of praise. Another graphic description of the people's joy when Jesus Christ come to reign over the earth. Even now, we need to express our gratitude to God, thanking him, praising him, and telling others about him. From the depths of our gratitude, we must praise and we should share the good news with others. To God be the glory for the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Father, as we approach the Christmas season, which reminds us repeatedly of the greatness of your love for us, help us to recognize how fortunate we are because of your supreme gift to us. Help us to give you the genuine and admiration of our hearts. Help us, our Father, to let you be in sovereign control over our will. Help us today, by day, to imitate the example set before us by the Savior. Today we come offering to you the praise of our lips, the love of our hearts, and the gifts from our hands. Accept them and bless them, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. We are Christians because someone was a missionary. We are Christians because someone communicated to us the wonderful deeds of God revealed in the life, death, and living presence of Jesus Christ. We can rejoice over the fact that those who went before us did not treat the gospel as a private treasure to be guarded. We are the recipients of the blessings of our faith because of the missionary activity of others. The shepherd went forth from the stable with a story to tell. The wise men came, bringing their best gifts and returned to their land by another way. Communicating the good news of what they had discovered, the apostles gave themselves without reservation to sharing the good news. The early disciples went everywhere spreading the gospel. Our spiritual fathers were communicators of the good news, and the angels sang about and the shepherds told about. What if there were no Christmas? Think about that question. What if there were no Christmas? Amen. My text for this message is coming from Isaiah chapter 12, verses 4 through 5 from the NIV version. And it says, make known among the nation what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Amen. Praise be to God. And again, my title is, what if there were no Christmas? Tonight, my message is divided into two paragraphs. Amen. Christmas means different things to different people. To some, Christmas means Santa Claus. To others, it means a Christmas tree and presents. To some, Christmas is a time for visiting relatives and eating delicious food. To some, Christmas is a time for communication between friends. Cards and letters are exchanged. To some, Christmas is a time for escape from the realities of life through the use of alcohol or drugs. Although some memories bless and cheer, others brings us pain or sorrow. More alcoholic beverages are purchased and consumed during the Christmas season than any other time of the year. The consumption of alcohol and drugs reveal that there is much pain abroad in the land, and people are in need of some kind of anesthesia. Christmas really means communication from God to the earth. God communicated through the angels and through his son. He continues to communicate his love to the world through the church. At least 1.5 billion people on the face of the earth have not heard enough of the good news of Christ to be able to make a responsible decision of faith in him. For these, there is no real Christmas. These people do not know what we know about God's love, nor feel what we feel as a result of Jesus coming. They do not have the hope that we have because of Jesus coming. Think about the message that comes to us through Christmas cards. If there were no Christmas, we would not receive any Christmas cards. These cards bring messages emphasizing love, peace, joy, hope, and giving. Doris Fallhaber wrote about the results of Christmas in her poem. Love came down on Christmas Day. Love came down on Christmas Day so many years ago and brought the greatest happiness the world would ever know. Peace came down on Christmas Day to fill the hearts of men with all the sweet tranquility each Christmas brings again. Joy came down on Christmas Day as angels came to earth heralding the miracle of our Messiah's birth. What lovely gifts to all of us, these three so rich and rare. And every year at Christmas time, we see them everywhere. Amen. What a beautiful, beautiful poem. To God be the glory. Chapter 12 of Isaiah is many in concert shall join in praising God. Now this is a hymn of praise suited to the times of the Messiah. The song of praise in this chapter is suitable for the return of the outcasts of Israel from their long captivity. But it is especially suitable to the case of a sinner. When he first finds peace and joy in believing, to that of a believer, when his peace is renewed after correction for backsliding, and to that of the whole company of the redeemed, when they meet before the throne of God in heaven, the promise is sure, and the blessings contained in it are very rich. And the benefits enjoyed through Jesus Christ call for the most enlarged thanksgiving by Jesus Christ, the root of Jesse. The divine anger against mankind was turned away, for he is our peace. Those to whom God is reconciled, he comforts. They are triumph in God and their interest in him. I will trust him to prepare me for his salvation and persevere me to it. Preserve me to it. Excuse me. I will trust him with all my concerns not doubting, but that he will make all to work for good. Faith in God is a sovereign remedy against tormenting fears. Many Christians have God for their strength, who have him not for their song. They walk in darkness, but those who have God for their strength ought to make him their song, that is, give him the glory of it and take to themselves the comfort of it. This salvation is from the love of God the Father. It comes to us through God the Son. It is applied by the new creating power of God the Spirit. When this is seen by faith, the trembling sinner learns to hope in God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And is delivered from fear. The purifying and sanctifying influences of the Holy Ghost often are denoted under the emblem of springing water. This work flows through the meditation of Christ and is conveyed to our souls by means of God's ordinance. Bless be God. We have wells of salvation open on every side, and may draw from them the waters of life and consolation. In the second part of this gospel song, verses 4-6, believers encourage one another to praise God. Hallelujah. And seek to draw others to join them in it. No difference of opinions about the times and seasons and other such matters ought to divide the heart of Christians. Let it be our care that we may be placed among those to whom he will say, come, ye blessed of my Father, receive the kingdom prepared for you from the beginning of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say, let us join our hearts in a prayer of gratitude and thanksgiving to God because of the meaning of Christmas. Let us respond to the love that came down on Christmas Day by loving God supremely and loving our brothers and sisters steadfastly. Let us rejoice in the peace that came down on Christmas Day by living in harmonious relationships with others. Let us allow the joy that came down on Christmas Day to fill our hearts as we meditate on the rich gifts of God's grace to us. To really respond to Christmas, you need to let Christ live in your heart and life. If you have not already invited him to come in, tonight would be a good day, a good night to let him in. Amen. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time, and all you have to do is repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, and hears, I now welcome you into, praise be to God, into the family of God. And all you got to do to further your walk in Christ is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? And it's as simple as that. To God be the glory. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. Pastor Kathy will be back with us next week, Thursday. And so we wish her well and pray that she will be healed soon. And Father God, I come right now as humbly as I know how to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and to thank you for all that you are doing and all that you're going to do. Thank you for life, for strength, health, wisdom, and understanding. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our neighbors, for our friends, our loved ones, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Lord God. We thank you for, again, for all that you have provided for us, for our needs, not necessarily our wants, but always for our needs, because only you and you alone know exactly what we need. We thank you for those in authority. Thank you for our president, our vice president, all of those in authority. We pray that you will open up their hearts and their minds and their souls to make the right decisions for the country and for the people, Lord God. We pray that you touch Apostle R.D. Wiggins from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Heal his body where it needs to be healed, Lord God. Guide him where you need to guide him and strengthen him where he needs strength. Also bless our First Lady, touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Guide her in the way that you would have her to go. Let your will be done in her life, not our will, Lord God, but your will be done. We thank you for all that was said here tonight, Lord God. what would we do if there was no Christmas? No Christmas, no wise men, no Christ. So we are very grateful and humble, Lord God, that you allowed your only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins, that we may have eternal life through him. We love you. We thank you. We give you the glory, and we praise your holy name, Father. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that was sent back to dwell within us and to guide us in the way that you would have us to go and lead us where you would want to lead us, Lord God. We thank you again, Lord God, for everything. And we ask all these blessings. We ask that you bless our finances, bless our homes, bless our children, bless our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Lord God. Touch them all in a mighty special way. Go down by the hospitals, nursing homes, juvenile hall, prison cells, Lord God. Someone is calling on your name. Someone needs you right now, Lord God. And we ask that you do what you said you would do for each and every one of us. And we ask all these blessings in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, we want to remind you that we will not be airing tomorrow night because we have an ordination service for our very own Deacon Clyde Boulding, who's going to be installed as a minister. So that is the reason why we will not be with you tomorrow. But we will be back on Saturday morning, God's willing, and all is well. And I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you till we all meet again in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Good night. We love you. And shalom, everyone. To God be the glory. And happy, happy Sabbath day. No matter which day you observe as your Sabbath, God bless you. And God be with you. Amen. And on that note, we are leaving out on Rise by Rob and O'Ray. Praise be to God.
Here we go, y'all.
I am the gospel.
your blessing. It's all on your life. Start a business, a practice, yeah, write a book, score a film, somebody's gonna walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is. Say it's children.
It's yours, it's yours, it's your inheritance.
Wave your hands if you know you're gonna go get it.
The heart of his spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquities to the image of glory. The heart of his spirit lives eternally, leading the path of righteousness, chosen to serve the King of Kings.
Jesus Christ came to give us life abundantly. I got to testify, he's coming back for a church with
for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York 10468.